Last week, the Department of Health and Human Services released a regulation it says enacts about 25 federal conscience protection provisions. The objective, says the agency, is to ensure healthcare professionals will not feel compelled to leave the practice of medicine because they decline to participate in actions that violate their conscience. It refers to procedures such as abortion, sterilization, and assisted suicide. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson says the rule imposes the federal government's views on people who are looking for timely health care. His lawsuit alleges the rule would especially hurt those seeking reproductive care, care related to their status as LGBTQ individuals, or those looking for guidance at the end of life. He says it could also reduce options for rural residents, including those in eastern Washington, who have fewer choices in care. The lawsuit says Washington has a tradition of balancing people's religious views. This rule, he says, would upset that balance by allowing anyone who works for a health care provider, professional or not, to deny information or care based on their own beliefs. Ferguson says his office is seeking to have the rule declared illegal. It's scheduled to go into effect on July 20th. HHS officials say the new regulations will be far more comprehensive than current federal conscience rules. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.